Hey guys, Jonathan Dorr with you once again for 4 Minutes of Fire. I want to share with you something I hope is going to be useful to you. One of the best sayings from the guy you're probably all familiar with, Tony Robbins, is that you don't need a whole bunch of great ideas to change your life. You often just need one good idea that you're actually prepared to use. So often in life, we think that it's going to be a case of a massive, dramatic change. We're going to lose 50 kilos or get the most incredible promotion or get, you know, break into Hollywood. But it's really often the small things. It's the one or two small decisions that if you can tweak them, can make the biggest change. Now, what I want to do is a few things in this. Firstly, I want to encourage you again to be accessing as many resources as possible. You know, it often amazes people when I tell them how much content I access in terms of just audiobooks, reading stuff. Like, I'm still a massive reader. At the moment, I'm reading an amazing biography of John D. Rockefeller, the richest human being in history, one of the most famous businessmen in history. And just reading about the lives of these people can be really powerful. Whenever I'm in the car, I just don't listen to, you know, too much negative stuff on the radio. I don't, you know, I enjoy my music, but I really try and use the time in the car at the moment for personal development. So I'm big on Audible, I'm big on audiobooks. I just want to encourage you to be accessing good content. Now, I was surprised recently, I just grabbed the new audiobook by Mel Robbins. You may be familiar with her. She did a TED talk that was quite successful. It was called, the book's called The 5 Second Rule. And it really taps into something that I've been, I guess, trying to teach for a year, and something that, you know, I've come across in different areas. You find this principle that I'm about to share with you in things like acceptance and commitment therapy, which is a new form of cognitive behavioral therapy. So what is the 5 Second Rule? Look, I want you to check the audiobook or check her book to really go into depth with it. But it's basically the idea that the minute you have a sense of intuition or action on a goal, that if you don't act on it within 5 seconds, then basically your brain will kill it off. You must understand that your brain is designed in many ways to do one big thing, to keep you alive. The sad thing is your brain doesn't realize that there's no more bears and saber-toothed tigers, so it's highly sensitized to keeping you doing exactly the same things. So what Mel shares in this book is that to make change, you have to be able to bust yourself out of the way that your brain is often trying to stop you doing new or dramatic things. So the way I've been teaching this, if you follow my work for the last few years, actually, you'll see that I've often been teaching a very simple principle called feelings follow actions. Now, this was, I'll be honest with you, this came from my own journey with times of anxiety or depression in my own life. Now, I don't, you know, you may not have heard me share that before. I don't share it a huge amount, but people that know me well know that that has been a part of my journey in the past. And I know many of us, maybe you listening to this, have also struggled with things like anxiety and depression. One of the things with depression is that you kind of often get in a rut and you try to think your way out of it, or you get in a very low energy state. So it's really hard to change your behavior patterns. But what we teach is that feelings follow actions. So much of the time, you will never feel like doing what you need to do. So you have to take the action first. The action, even now, really hear this. This is the crucial thing. You probably will not feel like it. That's the thing. It sounds so obvious, but people expect, well, I'll go to the gym when I feel like going to the gym, or I'll stop eating a tub of ice cream when I feel like stopping eating a tub of ice cream. It doesn't work that way. You take the action first, you take it regularly, and then the feelings follow. And if you check out people like Mel Robbins' book, it'll help you with some of the strategy. So friends, get out there, take action. Don't wait for the feelings to push you forward. Take the action first. I'm Jonathan Doyle. Please come and check me out on places like Instagram. If you'd like me to come and speak at your business, your team, to motivate, inspire, work on a particular challenge you've got, check out the links below here. I'm going to have another 4 Minutes of Fire for you very soon.